Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Genevieve, welcome to Genevieve's fifth episode of Bring God's Work. We're in the fans' perspective. Outside, they hear all the noise in the background, and I'll speak as loud as I can. I thought being outside would be better than cooler. I don't have any air conditioning in my apartment. And it was like 92 degrees today here in New York. So much cooler outside. Got a breeze here. So I feel a lot more comfortable. Now, today's episode is from Psalm 139, verses 13, 18. It talks about us being fearfully and wonderfully made, or being created. The one thing I've always said about God is how He created all of us. Now, how did that, you know, it's based on the process of the process. You know, when a baby is born, to a mother's womb, on the basis of all the things that have to go, eventually, it happens. Each part of the body, the foot, the eyes, the brain, everything. And everything is in sync. You know, each part is made, you know, by God, you know, at the right time, you know, and things run smoothly, and they go. And 9 months, you have a beautiful creation. And however God made us, that's what He made us. Okay, you're going to have, there will be accidents during the womb there. Maybe, you know, maybe a child might have, a deformity or gender, sexuality, different things. Still, made in God's image. That doesn't change. And I'll point out right now that doesn't make any less of a person. God knows you make it wrong. Now, as I read these verses, I looked at the whole mystery of creation. So, then I read Isaiah chapter 5 and 8, 9 says, our thoughts, His thoughts, not our thoughts. And the other thing is that God knew who we were going to be before we were even born. You know, He knew when we were going to be born, to what year, what time, to what place. You know, He knew all that stuff. So who's going to be eventually going to maybe go into service or go to college, you know, and go into a vocation or to have to be a different gender or a different sexuality or express a sense of difference. God knew all that. And you've heard me express many times that God doesn't make any mistakes. Whoever God created to be straight, that's how He made it. Whoever God created to be gay or lesbian, trans, queer, that's how God made it. And it's sad that even in Christian circles, people who are different or perceived to be different or looked down upon or shunning to the margins. It shouldn't be a good Christian. It shouldn't be at all. Now, I can say in my life, it was quite a shock when I found out that I was trans. I was a bit most of my friends were there going to wherever they were. They were kids. But there are a few who all found out as grown-ups. But God knew that all along. There was no mystery in that. I think the inkling that God kept with me was the fact that I always felt that I was different. I didn't know why I felt that way. I didn't know what reason. There was nothing in my background to suggest that I was different from, like a cis male. Then the day came. Then I found out that I had the proclivities of femininity. God did that all along. So have you ever wondered why God created us the way we are? One thing I always mention that God created us a certain way so we could not speak. Now I'm trans here. I'm friends with people that most likely I would have never known. I would have never known, would have never met. I don't know how I would perceive them. And that's one of the notes. But I discovered that I was part of it. My whole perspective changed. But that was God's design. That was His purpose for my life. But now I wrote a story one time. Said our French people today speaks. Units were looked down upon, but many units were in high places. So many times of the ambulance. They served King's courts. So they did a lot of different things. And if our gender is different, our sexuality is different, it doesn't mean that God doesn't have any. God has any less plans for us because we're trans or gay, intersex, or non-conforming, or whatever. As I mentioned, God created us as we are. And you're to celebrate them. Be thankful that God created you. You are a unique person. Me. And there's nobody else like you. There's nobody else can do things that you can do. I hear a little noise in the background. Okay, I'll try to speak louder. Near hospitals. You might hear a little ambulance or maybe a car racing. But anyway, your God's created you for this particular morning as you are. One thing is that I'm with people that most likely I would have never met. I bring the gospel to people that probably most people wouldn't think of doing it. You know, the gospel's just for everybody. Know how God uses a person's life, that's between the person and God. I think about it sometimes, you know, I said, well, why was I created? I always think about how much why I was created this way. I always say to myself, why such later in life? But that's God's timing. God created me as I am. You know, that's something to celebrate. You know, just when I was saved 4 years ago, I never I ask Christ into my life. All the things I discovered that I'm family. And it's what God gave me peace. I have peace. I always believed in God. You know, there was a time that I didn't know this was about. You know, and I'm not ashamed of how God created me. Thank you. I'm just thankful for the day of his life. You know, he's got his hand. And however you're created, you know, you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You're perfect, you know, God created you perfectly as you are. Oh yeah, the world, my Savior. Thank you. And second, I hear this, some well-meaning person say that to me. Yeah, you're spiritual, you're a sinner. Everybody's a sinner. No, nobody's practicing wrong. Everybody's a sinner. I was a sinner. But by God's grace and faith, and by his mercy, saved and millions of people that you know, there's a lot of millions of people that are gay or straight, trans, lesbian, intersex. You know, there are no mistakes in God's kingdom. And we're celebrating. Just thank God for his mercy, his creation. Thank God for creating the right heart, not as a planet. So I look at so many Americans, white, native, educated, competent, native, they're intelligent, smart, resourceful. And I just thank God that I have them as friends, I got to know them. And whatever God creates, you know, it's good, it's perfect. Whatever he has made, it's perfect. Unclean, it's not, you know, despicable, reprehensible. Whatever God made, he's perfect. And if I leave you with something, it's perfect. May God bless you, be created as you are, and you are wonderful in his sight. And that should be celebrated. God says that I love you. I love you. I created you as you are. You're wonderfully, perfectly made. That's something to be celebrated by the Creator. And I pray that this lesson has helped somebody. Thanks for being here today, Genevieve Stamps. Just remember, you know, God loves you as you are, and he created you as you are, and he loves you as you are. Yes, for your mom. This is Genevieve. I'd like to thank you for being here, and I look forward to the next episode. Better be sense. Thank you. Have a wonderful day. And God bless you.